today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Wild Young. I'm in for Charlie Cotton today, but Eric Colley is here. How are you, Eric?
I am very good. How are you?
Eric, we have you in the building today because we have the biggest music story of the year. Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter.
It's arrived.
It is here. She rode on into town and she's taking over the music industry.
Right.
So we're going to talk about Beyoncé and the surprise features on the album. Really good ones. We're also going to talk about some more music drama. Billie Eilish throwing some shade at Taylor Swift.
Maybe. But definitely.
Exactly. 50 Cent, he's firing back at his the mother of his child, Daphne Joy, made some claims in the wake of the Diddy lawsuit.
Right, he's got some claims against her. She's got some big claims against him.
Really, really salacious. And then we're going to talk about, there's a Gypsy Rose update. Gypsy Rose Blanchard, she's out in these streets. You don't know what that means? I'll tell you.
It means you got a chance.
Hey, okay. Okay, Gypsy. All right, so let's start with Beyoncé. So, Eric, Beyoncé has released this Cowboy Carter album. You know, she's doing this whole three-act renaissance trilogy thing with all her music, but this was like the shocking album because this was the country
record, and it's, yes, the second act in renaissance, which I'm kind of had a brain fart. When you look at the song titles, every I, there's two of them.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, like American
Requiem?
Requiem, yeah. There's two eyes in American. Levi has two eyes. I'm like, why did it's Act Two.
Oh, Beyonce with the little Easter egg. Yeah. Okay.
It's country, but it's Beyonce's version of country.
It is definitely not like, it's not like a lot of country music. I don't want to say it's not like traditional country music, because I think that definition has changed a lot.
But the funny thing is, I think it's more like traditional, like old school country. Mm-hmm. It does not sound like what's on country radio right now.
Yeah, it's not like the Morgan Wallen-y kind of like Thomas Rhett. It's not that vibe. Yeah,
which is funny because those guys use trap beats in their songs.
Mm-hmm. Literally. It's Beyonce's like trap beats with a twang.
Yeah, Beyonce's like, no, this is actual country. Mm-hmm. Going back. And she's got Dolly Parton makes a guest appearance. Willie Nelson shows up on it. They're just on interludes, not really full duets.
I know. I was a little disappointed by that, though.
I wanted to hear Beyonce and Dolly together on a song, and it's not really that.
And that's what we were thinking. Like, we saw the track list, and we were like, oh my God, Dolly Parton's on the album. And there is a Jolene cover on the album. Let's play a little bit of that here.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Okay, that's, like, good, but I was expecting, like,
their Dolly, voices and...
You know, I wanted Dolly Parton to pop up in the back with a Jolly.
But, you know, Dolly just put out a rock record, so she's not doing country right now.
She's like the queen of country music. That's
Beyonce and Dolly have a lot in common. They can do whatever they want. But when I saw that Jolene was on this album, I thought, how is Beyonce going to do that? Because the song, you know, back in the 70s, it's Dolly Parton begging this woman not to take her man. Mm-hmm. Like, you're beautiful and you can have him if you want him, but please don't.
Don't take her.
Mm. Don't sell yourself short, Dolly. but I was like, Beyonce is not going to do that.
And she did it.
She did not. She flipped the lyrics a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. I mean, it's still Jolene.
It's still Jolene, but it's like a Beyonce version of Jolene.
She's like,
Jolene.
I'll beat you down if you can't take my man.
It's real, like the obsessed version of Beyonce. You remember the movie where she was like, you ain't taking my man?
Right.
Like, this is Beyonce's Jolene.
It's her on the offensive. Mm-hmm. Dolly was on the defensive.
Definitely.
So, yeah, but it's great, though. And Miley Cyrus is on it. Their voices sound really good together.
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone's on it.
Shocker that Post Malone was on the album.
It's not. He's setting up. He's going to have a big year.
I was thinking, is he doing his country transition too?
He's got a song with Morgan Wallen coming out. He's already teasing that. And he said his next album is going to be country.
Okay.
So everybody's going country.
What's going on, Eric? Like, is this like a trend, or is there a reason why people are dabbling in the country?
Because country's really big right now.
Mm-hmm.
During the pandemic, like, a lot of country fans mostly listen to radio. Like, that's
a
genre still really driven by radio. Mm-hmm. And in the pandemic, when people weren't going to work, they started really streaming more. And now you're seeing people like Morgan Wallen and Zach Bryan and all these guys doing huge streaming numbers, and people are like, oh, this is where
it's at.
This is where it's at right now.
Okay.
But I like with Cowboy Carter, like I said, it's not what you think of country right now.
Sure.
It's still a Beyonce record. It's just, it's its own thing.
It is its own. Well, she told us it was not a country album. It's a Beyonce album.
And it is a Beyonce album.
It is definitely a Beyonce album.
I like it.
I like it a lot, too.
Yeah.
All right, I want to move on to some music drama. They're fighting out here in these streets. And by they're fighting, I'm referring to Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift.
Right.
So Billie Eilish, she did an interview with Billboard, and she kind of threw some shots and kind of criticized artists who do things like release deluxe versions of albums and then Taylor's versions of albums.
And the multiple, it's like different album covers and different colored vinyl. And like this one's pink and this one's green. And by eight different versions of the same record.
The same record.
Maybe there's one new song.
Mm-hmm. So Billy said, and during the interview, she said, we live in this day and age where for some reason it's very important to some artists to make all sorts of different vinyls and packaging, which ups the sales and ups the numbers and gets them more money and gets them just more. And she goes on to kind of explain that, like, she just tries to put out quality music and hope that people buy the quality music. But what she's trying to say is that these other artists have these gimmicks that she doesn't really respect.
Although her last album had four different vinyl variants, too.
I know.
But she's saying, like, one, it's bad for the environment, like, you're wasting all these things. And also, she goes, like, how big do you need to be that you still care about numbers like that?
Yeah.
And so, of course, she doesn't name anybody specifically.
But, like...
the Taylor fans assume everything's about Taylor. So, it's true.
I was about to say, I'm with the Taylor fans on this one, because, like...
But they're right this time. They're like...
yeah,
they're
this
like,
is a clear
because
shot.
Because they said, even if she doesn't mean Taylor, they know that's what people are going to assume. Mm-hmm. Because Taylor is the queen of vinyl variants.
Of vinyl and the Taylor's...
because she can sell a lot. She breaks records on vinyl sales.
Mm-hmm. I swear we get a Taylor's version, and then, like, a Taylor Sleepy version, and then a Taylor on Tuesday's version, and it's, like, her in her house.
And then she re-records. It's Taylor's version of Taylor's version.
Exactly! Like, so...
but, you know, she can do it because her fans want it.
I think it's a little unfair, like you said, for Billie Eilish to kind of throw this criticism as well, because she kind of does the same thing. And I think a lot of these cases, like, it's not fully up to the artists when we have these, like, multiple versions of albums. Like, they do deluxe versions, they do vinyl versions. And a lot of that's just the label and the distributors trying to make more money.
Because people don't buy albums like they used to.
Yeah.
But vinyl sales are huge. Mm-hmm. Actually, I read a lot of people, like 50% of people who buy vinyl don't even have a record player.
They just buy them for the, like,
it's collectible or just to have. And, you know, also, I'm surprised that people that also could be offended by this are K-pop fans.
Oh.
Because, anytime you look at the album chart, there's always a K-pop group that's, if not number one, in the top five, because they're more CD than vinyl.
Oh.
And I didn't know people still bought CDs.
I didn't know that either.
But they do, like, posters and trading cards, and they put all these different collectible things in these giant packages. So partly why these K-pop albums sell so well is because their fans will buy, like, 6, 7, 8 versions of the same album.
And get different little trinkets and extras in each
album. And you know, like, all these K-pop groups have, like, 7 members?
Yeah.
Each one will get, like, a featured card in an album, but you don't know which one you don't.
So now you have to buy
You got to get all the members of the group.
Oh, so you have to buy 22 to hopefully get...
You know, I get it. And if you want to say it's wasteful for the environment, because Billy's like, well, I used recycled plastics and sugar cane shrink wrap and stuff. Cool. But artists don't make money like they used to.
They don't.
And no, Taylor Swift doesn't need the money, but... she's good for the industry as a whole. If you're going to buy a Taylor record, you might buy something else, too.
For sure. Billie's really big on the environment, though, so I guess.
She is, but also, she's just, to be so young, she is such a cranky old lady.
She is kind of a cranky, just old and salty all the time.
Yeah, everything. She's like old lady yelling at Cloud all the time.
Just, it's like, man, and why do y'all want me to do this? And why do y'all want me to do that?
You're 22, 23, like, it's okay.
Just relax, Billie.
Just relax, Billie.
All right, moving on. This Diddy drama... it keeps getting more and more complex every day. And now 50 Cent, who has been inserting himself into the drama because he doesn't like Diddy, has now found himself on the receiving end of some very crazy and potentially criminal allegations himself.
Right. He and Daphne Joy, it's his the mother of his 12-year-old son, Sire, they have, like, a custody battle coming. Mm-hmm. He wants full custody. She wants it. And so they are going after each other. And he posted a picture of her with Diddy and keeps calling her, "you little sex worker."
Right.
She's saying that I moved a mile away so you could be near your son. You saw him.
She said a few times.
Like 10 times
in a year
or something.
Yeah.
Which he says, "you just moved closer because you want me to have another baby with you." But then she just casually drops in this. She's like, "you raped me. You physically abused me."
Yeah, it was seemingly out of nowhere.
Right. And it's in the middle of this paragraph. It's not even like the headline.
It's not even at the top. It is very, we're not really sure where it comes from. But for context, the reason why 50 kind of went on is, like Eric said, they're in this custody battle right now. But Daphne was named in a recently amended version of Rodney Jones's lawsuit against Diddy. And that's kind of what prompted 50 Cent to kind of take hold of that and try to use that to drag Daphne online. Right. So this was Daphne's, like, rebuttal in a sense.
Because 50 Cent, if nothing else, is a troll.
100%.
Even if you are the mother of his child, he will troll you.
He trolls everyone.
And that's what she said in her thing. She's like, everything's a joke to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is serious. And now he's saying that she is just, that this is all a lie, that he never raped or abused her.
Mm-hmm.
This is her trying to set up, you know, her getting custody of the kid.
Yeah.
He's like, you're doing this because I want custody.
And it's like the same thing could probably be argued from both sides.
Exactly. And it's going to be a he said, she said. The sad thing to me, it's the son.
the son, he just has to kind of watch all this unfold. And he's 12 now. I think it was a little different a few years ago when 50 and Daphne first started having beef online because his son was so young.
Right.
He's 12. He's old enough now. He goes to school. The first thing his friends are saying is, yo, I saw what your dad posted about your mom on Instagram.
I saw what your mom posted about your dad.
Like, come on.
He's calling her a sex worker. She's calling him a rapist.
Like, yeah.
The kid loses, and it's like, I get you two don't like each other, clearly.
Right.
And it's going to get nasty for the custody, but this public, and you know, he's so famous.
He's so famous, yeah.
This public attacking her and her attacking him, it's just bad for the kid.
And unnecessary. So we should say that 50 Cent, he adamantly denies the allegations. He said these disturbing allegations. Recently, these disturbing allegations just in regards to Daphne Joy's claims are 100% false.
Right. And he's calling it a witch hunt.
A witch hunt.
Yeah, that's the phrase. That's what you use now.
By the way, Diddy was spotted. We got photos of Diddy out Thursday night. Him and his family, they were at Topgolf in Miami amid all of this drama that's kind of surrounding him.
I think he thinks like that's him just showing I'm unbothered because it's not true. You know, when you show that confidence, like, yep, I'm just going out to Top Golf, living my life.
Very casual with his
family. Because this is not true, and that will be proven that I'm innocent. We'll see how that works for him.
Maybe he's just trying to, like you said, tiptoe into the spotlight to see, you know, how it goes down.
But man, it seems like everybody, like Diddy, now 50 Cent.
And now like, 50 Cent. It's like, we are watching this unfold. Cat Williams said this was the year of exposing people.
Yeah.
And
there ain't going to be nobody left by the end of this
year. Yeah, at this rate.
We'll still have Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Snoop's of course. Right. Yeah, Snoop's a great guy.
Yeah.
All right, last story here. This is our almost news story of the day. However, this is a big story because Gypsy Rose Blanchard has separated from her husband, Ryan Anderson. If you don't know Gypsy Rose Blanchard, Gypsy Rose is the recently released woman who was previously convicted in connection to her mother's murder some time back. It was a really big story. They made a Hulu documentary. Everyone knows Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Yeah, talked her boyfriend into murdering her mom.
Yes.
Because her mom was keeping her sick. And yeah, we know the story.
Whole complex story. But Gypsy Rose is free. I don't know if I should say that because it was a marriage. No, I'm not. I mean, hey, Gypsy. No, I'm not really shooting my shot. But like
you said, not really. I mean, a little bit you are.
So yeah, Gypsy Rose, she announced early Friday morning. She said that her and Ryan have unfortunately separated. She said, people have been asking what's going on in my life. Unfortunately, my husband and I are going through a separation and I moved in with my parents, or moved in my parents' home down the bayou. So still in the area, but she's moved in with her parents now. Right. This is her father and her father's new wife.
And this is the guy, Ryan. Remember, they got married while she was in prison.
While she was in prison.
It was one of those things, like, he was writing her, and they got married in 2022.
Right.
And then she didn't get released until, like, just, you know, not that long ago.
Recently, yeah.
And it's sort of like we talked about, like Ariana Grande and her pandemic husband.
Oh, yes.
When, you know, like, they were stuck together, and then once they had options, the marriage fell apart. Mm-hmm. Their marriage is fine while she was in prison. She gets out, and then, like, few months later, they're done.
And it's also important to note that, like, Gypsy Rose, for a while, was just a lady in prison. I mean, we knew who she was, but, like, she was just a lady in prison. And then she got out of prison, and now she's, like, a social media star. She's uber famous. I'm sure her DMs are flooded.
Like, I don't want to be tied down.
I don't want to be. I mean, we don't know if that's the situation here, but, like, it again, it relates to that same conversation of, like, when you're in a constrained kind of relationship and your only other option, essentially, is this other person. And then you get out.
And then you got options.
And then you go, oh, it's nice outside.
But you know what? He's going to have options too, because do you remember what she said about him when people were like making fun of him saying like, oh, he wasn't that hot or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she just talked about how good the sex was.
How good it was and fire.
The fire penis.
Oh.
And
you think she opened up the floodgates for Ryan to get?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're a girl and you're like, oh, I heard what she said about you.
I heard that's kind of the Pete Davidson effect.
Yeah.
Just a domino effect.
And she's not saying anything bad about him here. She's just like, you know, unfortunately, it just didn't work out. And,
yeah.
You know, she's still pretty young. He's young.
Absolutely.
So now he's single.
She's single.
And he has a reputation for being really good in bed.
Really good in bed. What do you think, Eric, is next for Gypsy Rose? Where would you like to see her career go?
I don't know. You think on one hand she would kind of want to have a normal life because she never really has.
No, of
even,
course.
You know, the whole thing with the Munchausens with her mom and all that, she's never had a normal life. But also, I think she really likes the attention.
I think she
and likes being
too.
Famous.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was also part of the Munchausen thing is that she got a lot of attention.
A lot of attention.
That's
yep.
why the mom did it.
Mm-hmm.
Reality show?
I've never agreed with anything more.
Dating show.
Like Gypsy on the town. What do we call it? Gypsy Takes LA? Gypsy, pack your bags. I don't know where she is
she's
right now.
She's the Bachelorette.
Oh, my
God. And she can give out roses because she's Gypsy Rose.
Because,
You got a Gypsy Rose. You got a Gypsy Rose.
Eric!
See,
I think that, wow. I would like to see a Gypsy Rose dating show.
The Incarcerated Bachelorette.
All right, we'll have to see how this unfolds. We don't know what's going on with Gypsy Rose.
We've not seen the last of her.
We have No.
Definitely
not. I can guarantee you Gypsy Rose will have a very promising career. Hey, Gypsy Rose. I'm joking.
Hey, Big Head.
Hey.
You are.
Well, that'll do it for us. Thanks a lot for joining me, Eric.
All right, it's always fun.
And we'll see y'all here next week. Bye-bye.